If you've been listening for any length of time, it'll come as no surprise to you that we've created our own disc tool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're excited. MT Disc launches on March 16th, 2022.
Yeah. The disc model is not covered by a copyright, so there are many assessments based on it. And until recently, we used Wiley Disc 2.0. But we really got tired of overcharging for an assessment that we found unnecessarily complex.
Absolutely. That's why we've built our own MT Disc. And it's simpler, smarter, cheaper.
In honor of that.
In honor of that. You guys won't hear from us today, unfortunately.
Yeah, we brought in our special guests.
Welcome to Manager Tools. MT Disc launch. This cast answers these questions. What is MT Disc? Why did we launch MT Disc? How can MT Disc help you? Well, if you want to answer these questions and more, keep listening. Here we go. All right, dude. It's a great day. We've launched our own disc profile, MT Disc.
Yeah, we're recording this on Wednesday, March 16th, which is launch day. By now, probably a good portion of the people who are going to listen to this on Monday the 23rd, I think is. No, Monday the 21st, when this comes out, will have gotten Things I Think, and Three Random Things talking about MT Disc. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
It has. I'm super, super pumped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get to it. We don't do this, but maybe once every 3 or 4 years that we take a cast that would normally be devoted to managerial guidance and turn it into what amounts to, I think, what people would say, a long-form public service announcement about our products and services. But perhaps as many as 100,000 people have taken DISC through us over the years, and we've decided to make our own. It seems significant that we should talk about it, particularly with the price change.
Yeah. So what is it? Why did we do it? And what are its benefits?
Yeah. So MT Disc is our disc profile instrument. It's simpler, it's smarter, and it's a whole lot cheaper than the previous product that we sold. What we did was build a product for us and for our community. Knowing what we know after working with DISC for the last 30 years, we thought about our community, we thought about us, what would we want, what would we not want, and so on. And we built it from the ground up rather than using somebody else's instrument, which we've been doing for the last 15 years or so. Mike, I assume people understand with the branding on the DISC documents they get and so on, but it's an assumption. It's not, you can't guarantee that everybody knows. But basically, for years, we've been selling to you guys another vendor's instrument. It's the only relationship we have, I think, Mike, right? There's no other product or service we sell
of somebody else's,
that,
right?
Yeah, that we didn't create, manage, market, own, so on. Yeah. Now, the one we've been selling is by far the largest and most well-known of the instruments, and it's absolutely well-regarded for its accuracy. And we trust it, obviously. We would not have partnered with them, or we didn't partner with them. We became a distributor for them if we didn't trust it. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if their disc market share is 80%. And then there are a bunch of people who have 2%, 3%, and 5% and so on. But, you know, I think we've mentioned it before, maybe not too much because it would have been somewhat unprofessional, but we've had significant problems with our previous vendor's product. And we have been talking, Mike and I have been talking about for years creating our own instrument. Now, in case you're getting confused about instruments versus products and so on, let me give us a little bit of background. So the concept of DISC, assertive and reserved and task and people and so on, is not copyrighted. Anyone can use it. Anyone could, if they wanted to, build a DISC instrument. And many have. There are, I think off the top of my head, I could think of 10 companies that have DISCs. And basically what you do, the way to think about this industry is that the concept of DISC, behaviors against tendencies, is not protected. But to be able to help someone use the concept of DISC, you've got to have a reliable way of assessing someone's behavioral tendencies. You can't just say, well, I think you're a D, if you're going to be a vendor or someone who traffics in DISC training. So it's the instruments that create the industry. And when I say instruments, many of you would think, okay, that's the test. Yes, we don't call them tests in this industry because tests, using the word test, suggest there's a right answer and there's no right answer for DISC. It's just an instrument. It gives you output.
Yeah, an instrument just sounds better. It just sounds more impressive.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think that's why we do it, but yeah.
No, but I like it anyways.
Yeah. So it's the industry, it's the instruments that create the industry, not DISC the concept. And instruments themselves can be and are copyrighted and trademarked, as our vendors was and ours is. So basically, for us to use this vendor's DISC instrument, we had to agree to their terms, which were onerous, but we thought were acceptable considering the size of their database, the quality of their instrument. But it was frustrating. Okay, now, some of you are listening, you don't know DISC, so I want to give you a high-level basic kind of thing. The DISC theory is that you can measure anyone's behaviors against two independent axes, and generally when axes are independent in the psychosocial testing or instrumentation realm, we plot those graphs perpendicularly, or also known as orthogonally, or also known as at right angles to one another. And if you see a model that has two axes, typically the one's vertical and one's horizontal, you can safely assume that they're saying, we're going to measure two things, and we believe these two things are independent. Now, for example, if you were to measure two things and they were to be, you decided that they're independent, and then you measured height and weight, the graph that you got would prove to you that your supposition that they're independent are wrong, because you would see some sort of correlation between the two. The taller you get, you tend to get heavier. But DISC is one of these things, and actually there's a name for these. I can never remember that. Not circumnavigation, not circumlocution, but of instruments that are measuring two things that the instrument developer believe are independent.
Yeah, and it's not circumspect either. Just
no, it's not circumspect either. So you take an instrument, and it basically maps you on the vertical axis, up or down, and the horizontal axis, left or right. And then what DISC does, or should do, but most in the industry don't do, is to say, if you're here, if you're in the top left or the bottom right, we know how your behaviors are different from somebody in the top right or the bottom left, and we can tell you what you can do more of and what you can do less of to work better with everybody else. Now, those of you who are longtime listeners will probably note that we're talking about behavior. We're not talking about personality. Personality is a whole different thing. It's like comparing American football to British or European football. You wouldn't do it, okay? Unless you want to be laughed at, right? So you're going to see the connection. If you're a longtime listener, when we talk about behavior and executive tools and manager tools and career tools. We don't focus on identity or group or role or gender or industry. Behavior stands at the core of all of our guidance. It's one of the reasons why we like DISC. It's one of the reasons why we always have said that Myers-Briggs is hogwash and has since, by the way, been proven to be hogwash scientifically. Because it talks about what you feel and what you think and so on, which is a really hard thing to be truly good at. What's more, it is not the purview of organizations. The purview of organizations is behavior. You're entitled to have any thoughts and feelings you want. You are. And we encourage you to have whatever you like. You're a free person. And And thank God for that. However, the organization cares about your behavior. If you tell us, I have good thoughts and intentions, and you could, your behaviors turn out ineffective, you're not going to last very long. And by the way, behaviors are viewable, measurable, visible, hearable. And so it makes things a great deal easier. If you're a manager and you've not listened to our other podcasts, you're just joining us, you've got to understand that it's about behavior. It's not about attitude. It's not about intent. It's not about motivation. It's not about emotion. These people who are coming to you and saying, well, I feel a certain way, so therefore the company should do a certain thing. It's like literally the dumbest sentence in the history of humankind that you would talk about how someone feels and then what then someone should do. It's not appropriate, not professional, not organizationally sound at all. So again, we focus on behavior. The vertical axis of our DISC instrument, and by the way, different DISC instruments choose to visually represent the DISC things in different ways. So it's typically the vertical axis, though it's not always the vertical one, gives a measure of your tendency to be assertive or reserved. Okay? The more assertive one is, the higher they are plotted on the vertical axis. The other axis, which is usually horizontal, but not always. Every time I see one of the ones where it's rotated 90 degrees, I lose my mind. I'm like, what? How is that? How is that useful? I mean, literally 90% of the market does it. I think they do it in part to be different, to avoid any danger of overstepping someone's intellectual property, but it doesn't work for the vast majority of people based on the fact that their market share is surely 1%. The other axis gives a measure of your interest in working with people, okay? How friendly you see your human environment as being, basically. Some people like to collaborate and communicate, and DISC would say they are more people-focused. In most models, these people are shown on the right of the graph. The less collaborative and communicative you are, the more likely you are to be task-focused at work, logical, linear, rational. Your behavioral tendency then would be mapped on the left side of most models. Now, if we put these two things together and I said, I'm talking to somebody who's reserved and people-focused, you would say, aha, so she's a little lower on the vertical scale. She's below zero, if you will, on the vertical scale. And she's on the positive side on the x-axis. That would put her in the bottom right quadrant. And the way you can immediately determine this, if you want to just use a rough estimate of DISC, think of the four letters of DISC starting in the top left quadrant and going around clockwise, D, then I across from it, and then S below I, and then C to the left of S and below D. And so what I've just described, that person I just described, is in the bottom right quadrant, which is an S. And all you then really need to know is a good brief general understanding of what D, I, S, and C are. But S, which stands for steadiness, by the way, is someone who tends to be reserved and tends to be people-focused. Okay, now, I'll say it again. We say this all the time. It's important to note that there are no best places to be mapped. There are strengths and weaknesses for anybody with any behavioral tendencies. D's can be just as big a pain in the tail as C's and I's and S's, even though D's don't think they are, and vice versa. Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses. The problem with most DISC training, which I'll get into more in a minute, is that they think the big thing is to reveal your DISC profile to you, which is useful. It's clever, actually. The problem is that's not the power of DISC. You're not looking to have a particular profile. You're trying to figure out where you sit in all the different profiles and what you can do to change your behavior to be more effective with people. Because, you know, as the old saying goes, when the young kid says to the HR person, I want a job working with people, the crusty old HR person says, well, that's good because all the jobs with dogs and trees in our company are taken. You're going to have to work with people and they're going to irritate you unless you realize people behave differently than me. There are patterns out there. I can have an understanding of the patterns. Learn to understand where people sit relative to where I do in the DISC model. and I can make changes in my behavior to be more effective. And this gets back to the age-old question, do you want to be right or do you want to be effective? And unfortunately, when it comes to our personalities, our behaviors, our tendencies, we think that what we do is right, but it's not. What we do is just what we do. There is no necessarily right answer. There is when it comes to moral ethical dilemmas. And so you've got to decide, do you want to do what you always do? Or do you want to do what you know will get you better results with a particular person?
Yeah. It's called getting out of your comfort zone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude. Comfort is so overrated. That's why when people say, I need to save space, I need to feel safe here, or, you know, I'm feeling threatened or so on. Immediately, people who understand organizational theory and dynamics and so on go, no. No, we want people to be in not an unsafe space, but we want them to be feeling some risk. There's all kinds of psychological work and sociological work that show the ideal place for human beings to perform is at the edge of risk, between uncertainty and certainty, between risk and comfort, if you will.
Right. It's where all growth comes, right?
Yeah, exactly. From the edge, yes. Not the bleeding edge, but maybe the leading edge.
Eustress.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so the way DISC works typically is you buy an instrument from one of the vendors, and the instrument provider not only gives you the instrument, and then typically nowadays it's on the computer and it's scored by the computer, and you get back a profile report or an output document describing your tendencies based on your answers to the instrument. And so what we've done here at Manager Tools is, after 17 years of providing a different one, we've created our own MT DISC instrument and profile. I say our 3 decades. I've been working with DISC for 3 decades. We took all that knowledge, and we created an instrument that will take you about 20 minutes. We have a few more questions than our previous vendor's instrument. And it will give you a detailed analysis of your tendencies and recommendations for how you can be more effective.
Okay, so how is the MT DISC better than other ones?
Oh, may I count the ways?
OMG.
I want to start with what we think is the big one. I'll come back to this as well later. The first way MT DISC is better is that it's a hell of a lot cheaper than the other vendor's DISC. And frankly, Mike, you and I have talked about this. Once we've decided the way we're going to price ours, I've just gotten so frustrated. We've always been at a low level of frustration, but honoring our agreement. But now I've just gotten really frustrated that we didn't do this sooner. So for those of you who have been asking for us to do MT DISC sooner, I apologize we didn't do it sooner. Sometime in 2022, this year, our vendor, previous vendor now, has announced that it will raise its instrument fee to you, what you'll have to pay us for us to give you a disc that we've already bought from the vendor. They're going to raise it to $80, or actually $81.
$81.
And as I said, we've gotten tired of their price increases. This vendor's product, again, I think we said this, is the only product we have for which we don't control the price. Our agreement is that we have to buy at their set distributor price. They tell us what they charge us. And by the way, you're not going to hear us say it because we are contractually obliged not to reveal that. And we don't particularly care for that part of the relationship. And then we must agree to sell at their stated retail price, which is about to be $81. And as I said, over the years, we've had hundreds, probably thousands now, of conversations with community members who chose not to take advantage of DISC because of the high prices we were obligated to charge. And yeah. I think it's a fair choice.
And it bugged us because we believe the value of the DISC is immense, but some people have financial constraints, right? And
yeah.
That's bugged us because we believe there's lots of value.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So you probably figured out that we buy at one price, sell to you at another price, all legally obligated to do so. But the gap between what we buy at and what we sell at is what we make, right? Well, Mike and I made a decision I think it was about a year ago, Mike, when we started the whole MT Disk. By the way, I think this is the last time I'll get to say this ever. Here at Manager Tools, we have significant processes and systems that we use and product launches named after golf courses. For instance, the software that we use, which is a Google Sheet, to keep track of all 250 or 275 tasks for every client event and every public event is called Cypress, which is about a mile and a half from me here at the house. We have one called Spyglass, which does podcast production. Mike, we don't have one called Pebble, which is interesting.
Not yet.
Yeah. I have a feeling the problem with that is people say where I live and then we would get confused. Are you talking about the spreadsheet or anyway? Well, this project was called Prestwick for a fantastic golf course in Great Britain, which was the home of the original Open. But with MT Disk, about no longer to be called Prestwick, we're actually going to make less on each MT Disk we sell as opposed to what our previous vendor allowed us to make. And Mike and I have been talking about this. Folks, we don't care. We're going to make less money. We spent a whole bunch of time and money on this developing it. We don't care because we want more people to benefit from Disk. We want you to benefit from Disk. And so we've set the price at $30. I feel like I'm in one of those commercials where I say, you might think you would pay $50, but no. Or $40, but no.
But no.
$30, which is less than half of what our previous vendor's price is going to be.
Right. And within everybody's reach, which is the important thing.
Absolutely. And look, we make no bones about it, folks. We want more people to benefit, and we hope to convince more Disk customers, other vendors' Disk customers come to us, and to convince people who have not used Disk before to use MT Disk because the price is so attainable. And it's more than that, guys, because we're not just going to do this just for price. Because we haven't controlled this product, our processes for provisioning disks to you have been incredibly complex and laborious. Our previous vendor's technology wasn't reliable. They frequently changed it. They didn't make quality improvements. The purchasing process for us was labyrinthine. We think that if you buy disks from us, it should be available to you and convenient. But our vendor hasn't allowed us to do that. Every time they change their processes, we have to spend many hours changing our processes so you can continue to access your disk. In our mind, because you buy their disk from us, or used to buy their disk from us, we have a responsibility to you to make it an easy experience because you're still buying it from us, even though it's not ours. We've done that the entire time, but at significant time and expense to us, and always at the whim of the vendor who has never been a good communicator. Now, look, this is not to say that we couldn't have chosen to use the vendor's systems much more easily and just done it the way they recommended we do it. But to do that, we would have had to forsake our beliefs about our relationship with you and our standards for customer service. And we just weren't going to do that. And it was frustrating. And hopefully the frustration didn't come across because we had an obligation to you. We were thinking about customers. Frankly, we've been worried in the last couple of years the vendor's going to change even more processes and make it impossible for us to provide the service that we think you've come to expect from us. That's a risk for us if they change their processes and make it so that your relationship with us relative to their disk is clumsy or awkward or hard for you. And we don't think our previous vendor cared about that very much. And that's intolerable to us. We're old-fashioned in that regard. You're our customers and our clients, and we intend to serve you to the highest of our abilities.
So cheaper is a benefit, but yeah, that's not it, right? There's more.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we made it smarter too. If you've ever been to one of our effective communicator conferences, ECC, you might think that what we do at ECCs is kind of what happens in all disk trainings. It's logical, it makes sense, and so on. But guys, that's not even close to being true. Most disk trainings right now that you go to, not ours, but anybody else, even some people who use Wiley Disk in their training, The end of the training is basically a reveal of your disk profile. And they basically say, isn't it eerily accurate, kind of creepy, yeah, but kind of cool.
Like a magic trick.
Look at that. And people like learning about themselves. Yeah. It's a good selling point. People leave the trainings, those kind of trainings, with a sense of amazement. But I got to tell you guys, I've been to some of those trainings, checking out the marketplace. It's wrong what they're doing. It's not just weak or easy. It's wrong. It's so wrong, it's almost unethical, because that's not the purpose of disk, for you to have a little chill up your spine with how accurate the instrument is. That's almost solipsistic. It's so selfish. Disk is not meant to amaze you, though it certainly may. It does for thousands, tens of thousands of people all the time. The point that's been lost in the last 30 years in the disk industry is the purpose of disk is to help you learn how to change your behavior, to be more effective working with others, particularly those who are different than you. And even our previous vendor's disk, with its impressive data set, has forgotten this. That's why, if you've come to a previous conference, we're done reviewing your disk output document by mid-morning. Okay? And that document ended with the reveal of your disk. The rest of our training did, and will continue to do, what disk is meant for: helping you learn how to work well with others, how to observe others, how to analyze others, how to tailor yourself, including email, based on paying attention to other people's behaviors. One of the things we hear at ACCs, is one of my favorite moments at any of our conferences, is when people come up to me and say, I've been surrounded by behaviors all my life and I didn't know it. Like, yeah, that's yeah. Right.
And that was my reaction cheap, right? When you first yeah. shared it with me.
Oh, yeah. You're like, whoa. Yeah, whoa. Dude. And then you start watching people. You're like, oh, look at the clues. I feel like Inspector Clouseau. Yeah. So you'll notice when you buy an MT disk that our output document is not only much longer than your previous report. It's about 30 pages. And I say about because all of the reports are different. With our previous vendor, there was one report you got. And in that were some clues for you. They just wanted to make it easy for themselves with one report. We didn't do that. We created a different output report for each possible disk outcome, whether you're D, DI, IS, IC, DC, whatever. Everybody has a different document. And some of them are 30 pages long, and some of them are 42 pages long. And it's full of guidance. Your output document would be full of guidance based only on your profile.
Yeah, so 42. Which one has 42?
You know, I don't remember off the top of my head. When I finished it, I felt good about it. I'm like, whoa, this one's long. But I didn't want to take anything out. And maybe I thought, high C. No, this is the one. It could be. No, actually, I think high C is like 36.
Mm.
High C's, folks, if you don't know, are perfectionists and they like details. So one of our staff folks here, Paul Schwer, who's at very high C, said when we were talking about how long the document was and we didn't want to make it too long, we didn't want it to be 80 or 90 pages. My first draft of the original document was over, I think it was 110 pages. And we decided that was a little yeah, a bit too much. Paul said, well, I don't know about you guys, but I want mine to be long. Like, okay. So high C's is long, but it's not the longest. It may be high S, high C that's the longest. Hmm. I could be wrong.
The whole point is we didn't leave anything out, and we put in the right amount of information for the profile they were talking about, as opposed to trying to reach some standard of exactly yes. 25 pages or 26 pages, something crazy like that.
Yeah. Basically, your MT disk document will give you what disk is supposed to give you and is intended to give you from its foundation like 100 years ago. Actionable guidance about working effectively with others, specific to you. You'll learn how to work with every type of boss who's different than you. After we describe the four major sections, some basic theory of disk and the four major quadrants, and then we give you a couple of pages of detail about you, then the next 25 pages are working with your boss, and then follow that by working with your direct. So in the working with your boss area, the sections are work product preferences, what your boss wants from you, You shouldn't assume that your boss wants from you what you would want if you were the boss, if your boss doesn't have the same disk profile as you, how they communicate face-to-face, how they communicate by email, and then also manager tools, Trinity behaviors, how they behave in one-on-ones and feedback and coaching and delegation. You're also going to learn in your MT Disk output document actionable behaviors to work with your directs, again, based on where you behave differently than them. And now here is the list of the section for working with your directs. What your direct wants from you as a manager, what your direct doesn't want from you as a manager, how your direct works with others and what to do about it, how your direct handles deadlines and what to do about it, how your direct handles conflict and what to do about it, how your direct wants to be recognized and what to do about it, how your direct communicates face-to-face and what to do about it, how your direct communicates by email and what to do about it, and then the manager tools behaviors again, how your direct will respond in one-on-ones, feedback, coaching, and delegation.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. You know, I, you know, in the show notes it says, we hope it sounds comprehensive because it is.
And again, just to reiterate, because this is so different than other instrument or other output documents that other vendors provide, this is how to deal with each of your directs under all these conditions based upon your profile, which obviously there's multiple of those, and their profile. So combination permutations are great.
Exactly, yeah. There are 10 output documents, different profiles you could have, and the total number of words is 100,000. A typical management book is 50,000 to 60,000. So in all 10, if you stacked them all on top, it would be the equivalent of two popular management books. So a lot of stuff. We've also made MT Disk simpler. Those of you who have taken the previous disk know that you get, our previous vendors, you get a numeric score, right? My score, for instance, is 7711. By the way, numbers are interesting in people's mindset. The moment you talk numbers, you talk scores, and scores mean there's a winner and a loser and so on. I never like that, okay? But there's even a different way to think of it, and that is, for instance, I'm a 7711, which makes me a high D, high I, very low S, very low C. I'm the highest D and I and lowest S and C you can possibly be on the thing, okay? And by the way, in our previous vendor, those numbers are part of their marketing. They basically say, we're so confident of our science and our instrument, we can give you a very finely graded answer in each of the four disk quadrants. But folks, the numbers have always been incredibly misleading and confusing for tens of thousands of people every year. Say, for instance, that your profile was 6622, okay? So if we were to graph, well, it's too hard to explain the graph, but the numbers are from 1 to 7. So my 7 is your 6, my 7 is your 6, my 1 is your 2, my 1 is your 2, okay? You're also a high D, high I in disk. That's what they would say. But they want, you know, our previous vendor wanted to make a distinction about the 6 and the 7 and the 1 and the 2. And they say there's a difference. But it's, folks, it's just not so. The ability of one instrument to ask 30 questions and to make such fine distinctions in human behavior is, frankly, for us, an uncomfortable scientific stretch. There is no appreciable, measurable, or even noticeable difference in day-to-day professional life between someone with a 7711 profile and someone with a 6622 profile. It doesn't matter, actually, if there is a measurable difference, a statistically significant difference. And look, and we respect that they can prove that the difference is measurable or statistically significant. The problem is you won't be able to see or hear the difference in day-to-day life, nor use it to make yourself more effective working with them. And then on top of that, we would get hundreds of questions a year from well-meaning professionals asking us to chart a plan of specific actions that they could take for someone who had a numerical profile only that much different than the example we just used. And we would say to them, you don't need this. Well, if they're a high C though, they want it, right? Mike, they were like, yeah, I totally want it.
Yeah.
Tell me how a 6622 should work with a 7711. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted it. I valued it. Did it ever make a difference? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Just, dude, be yourself when you're close. But let me put it differently. I say this to people and they go, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. If you've ever just sort of naturally clicked with someone, that's the result of your and their disc profile being similar. Not the exact same numbers, but similar. So we've simplified disc. We eliminated the numbers. Our output documents will tell you whether you're a high D, an I, an S, or a C, or a DI, or a DS, or whatever. There are 10 major combinations. That's all you need to know to make decisions about how to work with others. And that is the purpose of DISC. Okay, so we made it simpler, right? And we made it smarter. And we also made it cheaper. And we've already talked about that, but I just want to cover this again. The price we'd have to charge you is about to go to $80. And, you know, guys, sorry, Mike and I, we couldn't stomach it. Empty DISC is $30. I actually checked, Mike. I have an old email about DISC. I think that $30 is cheaper than what our vendor required us to charge you 20 years ago. I'm not kidding. It might have been, actually, sorry, 16 years ago when we started selling DISC. I'm not going to say anything bad about our vendor, but I'm going to say we would like to upend the market. We want to democratize DISC. Our strategy with our pricing is simple. We want more people to benefit from empty DISC. If we make less than we used to, that's fine. We've said it before. At Manager Tools, we like the idea of Tiffany advice at Walmart prices.
Yeah. No consultant has ever said to us, guys, you guys are brilliant at eking out every bit of value of your content in terms of dollars, right? No one's ever said that to us.
But we figure someday we're going to be able to reach every single manager and every single professional and maybe even every single executive. When we start doing that, we'll be good. We're not building a company for the next to make us rich. We're building a company to help change the world.
There you go.
So what if the 10th CEO gets written up in Fortune magazine or Fortune won't exist, or in the Wall Street Journal as, you know, the greatest management consultant of all time other than Peter Drucker. And I'm sure we'll get a mention for being the founders. And I don't need to get rich. I just want to help people.
Change the world. One manager at a time.
There you go.
That harkens back to a conversation close to 30 years ago.
It does. Yeah.
Say, dude, we need to do something. You're only reaching 30 or 40 or 50 at a time. We need to do something bigger.
Yeah.
And here we are.
By the way, the idea for Manager Tools was all Mike. He said, I think secretly he says, I just need to put you in front of a microphone.
Yeah, I did think that, and it wasn't so secret.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So summarizing. Empty DISC is a better way to understand yourself and to learn how to work with others. It'll make you more effective and get you better results and better relationships. And it's only $30. So simpler, smarter, and cheaper. And we're sorry it took us so long.
Right on, partner.
That's it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Everyone, I hope you take advantage of it and I hope you get tremendous value at it. And send us your feedback. Always love to hear it.
Yeah, let us know. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, partner. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, partner.
So long, everyone.